Okay, let's begin Yerushalmi, Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Hei Mabez. As we are discussing the principles of Klal Uprat, how do we get into Klal Uprat? Because we're talking about Chilik Malachis on Shabbos. So we have the Klal of not to do Malacha, Lo Sasaka Malacha, and then we have the Prat of Lo Savar Weish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. So why does the Torah go out of its way to do that? So in the Bavli, that's a Machlokes in a few places. Rabbi Nassan, and Rabbi Yossi, lachalik yatsas or lalav yatsas, is it to teach me that, well, havara is different, and havara is only a lav, and you're not going to be chayiv, skila, and kares? That's the lav yatsas, but our Gemara is assuming like the other shita of lachalik yatsas. And that is, why is this one singled out? To teach me that each malacha is single and individual, and if I would do five malachas of shogeg, then I'd be chayiv five, karbanos. If I did it by accident. So that's how we got into the sugya of Klal Uprat. And the Gemara 2 days ago had a discussion of how does this compare to Avodah Zarah. And then what we asked on yesterday's daf, on Nun Hei Mabez, the Gemara said, what about Kares? What about if there is a whole group of Lavim that have a Kares, and then you have one from that group that has a Kares? Do we say that that is coming to teach me that each and every one of these is Kares by themselves? Right, not that you have to do all of them. That might have been the Havamina. You have to violate all of these Yisurim. Kamashpala, no, each and every one. So that's what we learned out from the, that's what Rabbi Yochanan learned out from the Isser of Arayos. It says, Mikol Asher Yase, Mikol Atoi Vos Ve'ela V'nichrasa. Somebody does all of these, Vayikru Yudches in Achremos. And then it also says, the Erva of a specific, of Achoso. Right, Achoso, Bechlal Isa, the Gemara says. So why does Achoso go out of it, bin Yotzim in Achlal? Just like Achoso has Kares, so too each and every one of the Arayas have Kares. And then the Gemara went into. So why does it say Kares, by specifically Ant? Achos Imcha. So we say, oh, that teaches me Ha'ara. Right, Chilas Bia is like Sof Bia. Why does it teach me Sivi Kares by Nida? And this is what we ended off with yesterday, right? Why does it say a specific, if Nida is just included in the whole group, so then why do we have a specific kares by Nida? So the Gemara says, no, you might have thought Nida is different. You might have thought Nida is different. Why? Because you might have said that since Nida, the Gemara's lashon is ein chayavin ele mishum tumah, five lines from the bottom, right? You might have thought Nida is not cause of kurva like all the other arayas. All the other arayas are because of some type of familial blood relationship. But Nida is a different type of Isser. It's because of the Tumah, says the Gemara. So you would have thought that it has different halachas, and we don't say the Tchilas Bia is like Sof Bia. Kamash Balan, that's why you have to say it specifically by Nida. Let's talk about that for a minute or two before we get to the next similar question. And that Kamash Balan what? Kamash Balan, even though Nida's different, it still has this halacha? Or Kamash Balan, Nida's not so different? Right, this is a major machlokas rishonim, fascinating discussion, and that is, we know Nida is listed within the other arayas in Achremos Kedoshim, but Nida is different. Nida is different in that there are two major differences. By other arayos, if I try to marry them, it's not going to work. If I try to marry my sister, if I try to marry my aunt, it's not going to work. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. If a man is Makadesh Anida, right, not Nisuin, but Kiddushin Nida L'chora, that would work. There is Tfisas Kiddushin. And related to that is Mamzeris. Right? If somebody is with Nida and Isser Kares, like the other Arayas, but Nida is different in that all other progeny, offspring from an Isser Kares, creates Mamzeris. While Nida is not. That's the Gemara in the Bavli Kiddushin Daf Samaches, Abaya. Abaya. Hakol Modim. Everybody agrees, Nida and Sota. Sota in that context means a woman who is Mizana, right? Mitachas Bayala, she has to get divorced, and then the man is with her anyway. And then they have a child. That's not a Mamzer. But Nida's not a Mamzer. So, what does that reflect? Right? There's a special limud. Utihi Nidasa Alav. Afilu B'shas Nidasa Teheba Havaya. There is Tfisas Kiddushin, and there is no Mamzeris. So does that mean Nida is different than all the other arayos? Nida is one of the arayos, but it's very different than the other. Is that what the psukim are teaching me? Is one of the arayos that has different halachas? Or are the psukim teaching me that though Nida is said within the parsha of arayos, Nida is not one of the arayos? And that's why this tfisas kedushin and no mamzeris. The question is, how do you understand in the Bavli, the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, but basically here, how do you understand Rabbi Yochanan? Right? In the Bavli, in the Kiddushin Daf Samach Zayin, Rabbi Yonah quotes the Hekesh, because it says, Mikol Asher Yasa, Mikol Ato Yavosa, Elu V'Nichrasu, Hukshu, Kol Arayas Kulam Ma'achos Isha. Ma'achos Isha Lo Tavsi Ba'Kiddushin, Av Kol Arayas Kulam Lo Tavsi Ba'Kiddushin. I need this different, special limud. So, what does that limud teach me? So this seems to be a major machlokas we've shown him. Bavli Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, at the lead, Rabbi Natan and Sefer Yashar, and other Rishonim in Yevamos Daf Beis. Beginning of Maseches Yevamos quotes that Nida is not one of the Arayos. Right? That's how Tosfos Harash and Rabbi Natan answer the question in Yevamos Daf Beis. We know if there is an Isser Kares at the moment that the Yibum kicks in, so then there's no mitzvah of Yibum ever. Right? We know that's the first Mishnah in Yevamos. If there is, two brothers marry two sisters, and one of the brothers dies, so he's gonna marry his brother without children, so he wants to marry his brother's wife. No, but that's Achos Isha. So he can't marry, he can't do Yibim in that case. Yibim could only be Doche one Isser, Eshazach. Or let's say he married, whatever the case is, his brother married his daughter, so now he has Yibim with his daughter? That can't be, right? So the Gemara says, and once there's no Yibim there, then there's no Yibim, forever, right? And for any of the women. If there's an Isser Kares at the moment of the Zika. So ask Tosfos, and what if she's a Nida? What if she's a Nida at the moment that the brother dies? So there's an Isser Kares to be with her. So why don't we say that? Oh, there's Hafkas Kiddushin there, Hafkas Zika in that case. So Tosfos doesn't say the words, but Tosfos there on Daf Beis in Yevamos just says, well, Nida's different. Nida's different because it's for a different Isser. It's not because of Kurva. And therefore, Tosfos doesn't give the answer. And therefore, so you have to look at the Tosfos Rush. Tosfos Rush, he has in one more line. And the Rabbeinu Tam writes this in the Sefer Yashar too. Tosfos Rush there in Yevamos Daf Beis adds in one line, Avol Nida Lukulei Alma Asura. Nida isn't just Asur Mishum, a family Isser, and therefore only Asur to you. Nida's Asur to the whole world. Says, and therefore what? Avol Nida Lukulei Alma Asura V'lo Mikri Erva. De'ena Asura Mishum Kurva. That's the extra line that Tosfos Rush has that Tosfos doesn't have. Meaning, the halacha of, at the moment of the Zika, it's not about, oh, if there's an Isser Kares at the moment of the Zika. If there's an Erva at the moment of the Zika. And Nida's not an Erva, and therefore, it's not going to have the same halachas. And he continues. So Tosfos says this in a few places. The Rambam, in a few places, explicitly calls Nida an Erva. Called Nida Merva, not like Bali Tosfos. The Rambam, in Perachaf Aleph, Halacha Beis, Isurei Bia. Mutter lo Adam lahabit beishtok shinida. A man is allowed to look at his wife. Lahabit doesn't only mean to like glance. It means to look. Lahabit, right? We quoted, there are different words in English. Glance, look, gaze, right? Those are all different meanings. So in Halacha, you also have that, right? There's Re'ia, there's Histaklus, there's Habata. Each word is different. So, the Rambam says, you're allowed to look at your wife when she's a Nida. Ava pi shehi erva. Beferish. Right? Even though she is an erva. That's Perachaf Aleph. Then you have Perachaf Beis. The Rambam talks about, Yichud. Perachaf Beis. The Rambam says, last parak of, Yisrael Biyah. Aser lizyachinim erva min arayis. You can't have any Yichud with any erva. Right? As we know, Chut except for Eimim bina, Avim bito, Vabala mishto Nida. Right? There's a heter of Yichud with a parent. And a child, and Isha Nida, right? That's the, again, the Rambam says Beferish, that she is a Erva, right? And that's why the post can talk about why you have all the, high level harchakos between a husband and a wife. You have higher levels of halachas that don't apply to anybody else, right? I'm allowed to hand a woman something if I don't touch her. Anybody in the world I can hand her. But Isha Nida, I can't, right? You can't hand. Right, this chumrah. Why? It's to balance out the heter yichud. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, says it. Right, because there's a heter of yichud, so we have to have, you know, be machmer the other way in order to balance out the situation. So either way, this is a big topic, relating to whether Nida is within the world of Arayos, but this Gemara hints to that discussion, because the Gemara says, Nida is Aser Mishum Tuma, and not Mishum Erva, so you might have thought that Allah is different. Kamash Balad is not different. So Kamash Balad is not different because Nida is just like everything else, or Kamash Balad is not different, even though Nida is different. So the question how to understand that. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, okay, so we tried two or three already. Like, why do you have an extra pasuk? If you have, kares by Achoso, why do you need a kares by Achos Imo? Why do you need kares by Nida? Next. Amale, third to last line. On Nunhema base. Vahaksi, Vish Ashayishkavish Dodaso, Ervas Dodo Gila. Also a man who was with his Dodaso, that means his uncle's wife. And at the end of that pasuk, it also says, Chetam Yisau Aririm Yamusu. So Chetam Yisau means Kares. So why do you have an extra pasuk to teach me Kares? So Gemara says no, but there you have an extra phrase. Aririm Yamusu. Amarle, Litzarech Yatsas Lidon Ba Ariri. That's to teach me another halacha of Kares, and that is Ariri, meaning something happening to one's children. So that pasuk teaches me something about kares, ariri. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that a person will die without children, which is more chamor. V'zeh oncho chamor mikares. That's different than just kares, which is just about the person. I v'haksiv. But there's another pasuk that says, there's another one of the Yisroim. Ishesh yikach hashesh zachiv. Right? Brother's wife. Brother's wife, that's an erva. That's an erva, right? Except if there's a yibum mitzvah, right? Nidahi, right? And there also, it is a pasuk that said, read the end of the pasuk. See, you already have another pasuk that talks about aririm. So you don't need this pasuk by dodaso to talk about aririm, that one would, something would happen to the children. So Amar Leila Tzorach Yatsas. So the Gemara said, no, there's two psukim. There's a need for a second pasuk about aririm. Lidon ba ariri, demar rabudin, kolahein dechsev aririm yu, havim below banim. Aririm yu is Rachman al-Islam dying without children. Aririm yamusu kovret espineha. That means a person's children, not just, the first pasuk is that he won't have children. The second pasuk is that his children will die young. So two different Rachman al-Islam, aspects of kares. And again, the Gemara talks about elsewhere, how is it possible that children will be affected by the sins of the parents? Maybe it only means that the children continue the sins of the parents. Okay. If you look in the Mefarshim here, if you look in the Pnei Moshe here, right, are these two different types of kares? Or just means the way the Pnei Moshe seems to say, it's like, no, if a person didn't have children up until now, then he won't have children. If he did have children, it'll affect his children. So there's no right? It's all one idea, and it applies in different places. If you look in the Nitziv on these psukim in Vayikra, Chaf, the Nitziv seems to say it's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That's how he understands. He says in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, you have what I just expressed. And that is, it depends on what stage the person did the Avera, if he has children or not. But the Nitziv assumes that this Yerushalmi is giving a different idea, that there's different types of kares. Some have aririm and some have ariri. He assumes that's how you understand the Yerushalmi. Bezeh ha-talmudim mechulakim. Bebavli shem mefarish tachad yalav yechavero. Aber Yerushalmi, Isa, the Malkam said aririm yemusu, mashproshi yemusu b'neim ha-noladim. Malkam said aririm yiyu, mashprosh shalo yolidu. Ve'ein lemedim zeh mizeh. Okay, it depends how you understand this pasuk. But if you look in the Ramban, in the end of Achrimos, he talks about all types of kares, Rachman al-Islan. Okay, we continue now. Amar Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosef says, Dodaso, right, we just said on the bottom of the previous Amud, why does it say Dodaso with Kares? To teach me Aririm. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, there's a different Limud that you could say why Dodaso, what's it coming to teach me? By having a separate pasuk about its Kares. Litzarech Yatsas, right, that's coming to teach me something that I need to know. Litzarech Yatsas, Lema'et es Eshes Achiv Me'imo. My maternal brother's wife. To exclude, right, my maternal brother's wife from Kares, right? Because almost all the relations in Halacha are paternal. We know that from Yerusha. But here, that's what it's coming to do. Dodaso, my brother's wife is also to me, but not my maternal brother's wife. Why? How do you know? That's a Nemar Ka Dodaso, because it says in the pasuk that we're talking about, Dodaso, which means uncle's wife. We say Doda, it means aunt. But it's uncle, Nomar Dodaso, Venemar Lahalan, and it says elsewhere, regarding a Jew who was sold to an Akum, and there's a mitzvah for the relatives to redeem. Remember those psukim in Bahar, I think? Ododo, obendodo. Remember lahalan, ododo, obendodo, yigalenu. So ma dodo hamur shemer lahalan. Just like the dodo by the cases of geula from an Akum. Ba'ache aviv me aviv, hakaz medaber. That's only paternal brothers in terms of that redeeming. Aftodaso shemar kan be'eshes achi aviv. Making a parallel. So to here, when it says doda, by Arayos, it's talking about a paternal relation. A paternal brother's, my Yeshir father, paternal brother's wife. Me'aviv, hakasiv, medaber. So that's how you learn from pidyon me'akum to this pasuk of Doda. And once you learn to the pasuk of Doda, in the next pasuk, it talks about brother's wife. So we say also, that also is only paternal. Ah, so we're going two steps. You learn from pidyon akum, pidyon me'akum to Doda. And now we're going to learn, compare Doda to another pasuk. So af esh eshes achiv lameda midodaso. Also eshes achiv, brother's wife, is going to be learned out from Doda. Ma dodaso, just like dodaso, which is again father's brother's wife. Shenamar lahalon, it's just like it says over there. Be eshes achi aviv me aviv. Hakaz medaber, right? I changed the gersa there. It's talking about paternal brother's wife. So af eshes achiv shenamar kan be eshes achiv me aviv. Hakaz medaber. Fine, so all we did just now was to tell me that the word dodaso, the kares by dodaso, is not needed to teach, it's an extra kares, it's going to teach me paternal, not maternal. But what we just added in two steps. We learned from redeeming a Jew from a goy's, from an akum drashus to doda, and once we're at it, we said, you know what, doda also teaches me relating to brother's wife. So that's interesting. You could take something that you learned that was a recipient of a limud, and then turn it into a malamed, right? Dodaso was just a nilmad from Pidyon Me'akum, and now we're using it as a milamed to teach me on another one of the arise. Are you allowed to do that? So Gemara just adds, Ad kudun Rabbi Akiva. This is like Rabbi Akiva's pshat, because Rabbi Akiva, elsewhere, whether you're lamed min halamed, that's a sugya that's discussed elsewhere. So Rabbi Akiva says, you can learn a lamed min halamed. Look in the Rav Chaim Kadievsky. The Sfira Leir, Rabbi Akiva holds the Lamed Min Alamed. And therefore you can learn Eishas Ach from Doda, even though Doda itself was only learned from Pidyon Me'akum. But, Karebi Yishmael, question mark. What about, according to Rabbi Yishmael? According to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds Ein HaLamed, Lamed Min Alamed, you can't have a two-step drasha. You can learn A from B. But you can't learn A from B and then learn C from A. You can't take something that itself is a result of a drasha and then use that as the source. So Rabbi Shmuel, so Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Shmuel has to use a different drasha. Ditani, Rabbi Shmuel learns it from the following. How do you know Eishes Ach by Arayas is only talking about paternal? Eishes Ach, Ditani, Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Kan Eishes Achiv. It says here by Arayas, Venemar Lahalan, Ish Asher Yikach Eishes Achiv, Nidahi. Right? A man that takes his brother's wife, Nidahi. And the question is, brother's wife is an Isra Arayos. It has nothing to do with being a Nida. So why does it say Nida he by Eishes Ach? Right? What does that have to do with it? So the Gemara says, it must be to compare. Ma Nida. Just like Nida, Yesh Laheter, the Nida is an Erva, Yesh Laheter Lacher Isura. Nida is an Erva that has some type of case where it's going to be Mutter, meaning after she goes to the Mikvah. Nida is not a permanent Isser. So just like Nida, why does it call an Eishes Ach Nida? To teach me, just like Nida is not permanent, so to Eishes Ach, the one that's Aser Barayas, is talking about a non-permanent one. How could Eishes Ach be non-permanent? If it's paternal. Because then it could be a mitzvah of Yibam. Av Eishes Ach, me'aviv, yesh laheter la'achar isura. And that's Rabbi Yishmael's limud to teach me that Eishes Ach is only paternal. Yatzos Eishes Ach me'ibo, ex-learning a maternal brother, shein laheter la'achar isura, Yibam is only by a paternal brother, not a maternal brother, right? And that's so just like Yibam. That's why the Gemara, the Torah puts in Nidahi into the Isra of Eishes Ach to teach me that limud. Period. Yibam obviously is a big topic to talk about, but just quote one makar, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban we discussed this thing in Parshas here. The Ramban in Vayeshev, not the Ramban in Kiseitse. The Ramban in Vayeshev talks all about Yibam. And the roots of Yibam and the magic elements of Yibam that even Yehuda knew about, right? What was discussed there in Vayeshev? The Yabim, right? After Aaron Onan died, the Yabim Osav Hakim Zera LaAchicha, right? And then that's where the Ramban talks about what Yibam is. It's not about, Rashi says, HaBen Yikare Shem Achiv Al Shem HaMeis. The Ramban argues there's no mitzvah to call the newborn child by the name actually of the uncle. But the Ramban there talks about Aval inyan sod gadol misodos haTorah betoldos haAdam. There are secrets here that Kabbalistic ideas about Yibam. V'nikar hu le'enei haroim asher nasan lahem Hashem einayin leros lazayim l'shmoa. If you have the eyes and the ears that Hashem gave you, you can understand Yibam. Okay, maybe not all of us are have those eyes and ears. Even those early, before the Torah was given, knew. There's some type of ultimate destiny fulfilled by doing Yibam. For who are Ra'u Elios Kodem Bo, and he's the most fitting to step into the shoes of his brother, and after that, the next closest in line. V'lo yadanu m'haya mina kadmon lifnei Yehuda. We don't know if Yehuda was the first one to institute Yibum or some type of it, or it was even before Yehuda. The Medrash says, ki Yehuda hischil b'mitzvah yibum t'chila, v'chulu. And the Ramban quotes. And he says, when the Torah came and asered arayos, the Torah didn't want to aser all relatives, because then this secret idea about fulfilling the dead soul, you know, would not have any outlet. So Torah left open at least one. Eshazach. At least that one, because Rabban says, as is known, the strongest form of this magical secret is with the brother. And therefore, that is the one that the Torah left open. Vahamaskil Yavin, says the Ramban. If you're a maskil, you'll understand. Okay, we have our work to do. But that is the Ramban talking about the Kabbalistic messages and ideas of Yibum. And that's what's mentioned here, that Nida is like Yibum, and that's how you know it's paternal. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, switch the gears to Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Yishmael. Ha Rabbi Yochanan, so now we're going back to what we discussed earlier. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, Makshila, Minon Tesilei. Rabbi Yochanan was one that started a whole discussion. Right, the middle of Amud Beis, not Nehemiah Beis. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, "What falacha if you have 20 isurim with one kares listed there, and then you have separate ones of those isurim that have their own kares? What is that teaching me? Is that teaching me that each one of these is going to get an isur?" So Rabbi Yochanan asked a kasha and gave an answer. So Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Rabbi Oshia, right? Rabbi Elazar said the name Rabbi Oshia, Shnei Lavin v'kares echad, Lavin cholkin krisus. No, he just says. Rabbi Elazar says, if you have two Isurim, one of them has Kares written by it, you can automatically apply it to the other one. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, if there are many Lavim and one Kares, it's known for sure that Kares applies to each and every one of them. Rabbi Yochanan was bothered. If you have 20 Arayas mentioned, and you have one Kares mentioned by the end, right? How do you know that you don't say Kares l'kol echad ve'echad? You need a Makar. Says Rabbi Elazar here, the name of Rabbi Oshia, no you don't. If you have don't do this and don't do that, and if you do this, you get kares. That's going on both of them. It's going on both of them. My taima. Where do you know that from? The following. I'll give you an example. Al basar adam lo yisach uvimas kunto lo. By the way, we just switched the girsa from Rabbi Yishmael to Rabbi Yochanan. The Pnei Moshe said it must have said resh yud in the old Yerushalmis, and the editor thought that meant Rabbi Yishmael, which was just spoken about four lines up. But it was meant Rabbi Yochanan, because it's going back on the earlier discussion that we had. So he just points out where that girsa mistake came from. So the Gemara says, Abasar Adam lo yisach v'as kunto lo sasu kamo. One is not allowed to smear on their body from the special Shemana Mishcha, and not allowed to even make the Shemana Mishcha. To Isurim, Viksiv, the Isha Sharikah Kamahu, Vashayiti Mimenualzar, the Nichras Mayamav. Right, there's only one Kares mentioned by both of these Isurim, making the Shemana Mishcha in the exact measurements and ingredients and smearing it on the body. Hare Yesh Kan Shnei Lavin, the Kares Achas, Lavin, Cholkin Krisus. So you see the Lavin split up the Krisus into saying this Kares for each and every one. So you have that marker. So Gemara says, okay, Ma'avele Rabbi Yochanan. So, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this? So why, by Arayas, do you require an explicit source, right? We just said that you learn from here, by Shemana Mishcha, you learn that if you have three Averis, and then Kari's written by one of them, it applies to each one of them. So what's Rabbi Yochanan so upset about, by Arayas? And he's looking so hard, you need one of the Arayas to be Yotzei Min HaKlal, to teach me by each one. So Rabbi Yochanan would answer, because Arayas, B'Anashim HaKasim Medaber, U'Bas HaChos HaLamid HaKol HaNashim. Maybe you would have thought that Arayas is only also for the men. It's all formulated in male. Kisikra, like don't be Megaleb, this, your wife's this, and your husband, your the aunt. It's all formulated from the vantage point of the man. So how do you know this Kares by the women also? That's why you need a separate Makar. Okay. Says the Gemara, Valesa or Blazer Kane? And what would Blazer answer back to that? So, Islay lo Sikravu. No, because Rabbi Yochanan would say, one of the Arayas uses a plural Lashon anyway. Lo sikrivu, echadesh, echadesha. So you know women are included. Rabbi Elazar would say, you don't need a separate makar. You know women are included. Umavale Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan answered that to that. Potter law, the inam chuver. He would answer, it's not so clear. What does that mean? It answered not so clear. So the Mefarshim explained, okay, the lashon of lo sikravu is plural and it includes women. But who says that's enough to include them for karis? Maybe you would have included them for iser arayas, but maybe not the punishment of karis. That's why you need an extra makar, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Adkan. That discussion of how Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan answer each other. Lo sikravu, as we know, lo sikravu legalas erva, is a major machlokas rishonim Rambam Ramban. The Rambam holds that lo sikravu, the pasuk that's alluded to, lo sikravu legalas erva, is teaching me that not only is a bia with an erva an issa daraisa, but even negia with an erva, according to the Rambam, derechiba is an iser daraisa. Right, that's the Rambam shita in isurei bia, that even negia lo sikravu legalas erva. Right, that's what the pasuk says. Don't come close. Don't come close means that even not a maisabia, but even the Rambam, I think it's in Chaf Alf, yeah, Perachaf Alf. Kal haba al erva min arai is derech ivarim. If somebody has a maisabia with an erva, oh, shechibek v'nishek, or somebody hugged and kissed, derech taiva, v'nehene bekirav basar, har is elokim in atorah. There's no b'chia misa, but there's a malkas daraisa for negia derechiba. And the Magen Mishnah here goes from the Ramban, that the Ramban thinks that is an asmachta. That's an asmachta. That's a smach. It's asr, but it's asr Rabbanan. He doesn't think that lo sikravu legalas erva is, should be taken literally in terms of that. See the way machlokas Rabbam Ramban. Rav Kook has a line in the Hagdama to his Sefer on Shemitah that even the Ramban would agree that only a one-time thing is an issa d'rabbanan. But if somebody has a lasting relationship with a erva, with a woman he's asr to, and chiba, and there's derech chiba there, so then that would be an iser da'oraisa. He compares it to Shemitah, right? If somebody treats his land in a, well, I'm not going to get to the comparison, but when they treat his land as if there's no Shemitah, then even if you only violated nitty gritty derabanans, it could be that it's an iser da'oraisa. Okay, we continue. Va'od min adah. And another element, v'od min adah, this is also going back on the earlier, when we had klal uprat, the klal by kares and the prat by kares, and the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, v'echad alaviv chalukan lo itzrich, where we have separate lavim, we just said, lav is cholek kares, but as we'll see, even one lav and two krisis, I feel lav echad ubeis krisis cholken, as we'll see. What are we talking about? Let's continue. V'od min adah. Shmuel, related to this is the following conversation. Shmuel bar Abba boy kumi Rabbi Zeira v'yatzu shlamim. What is this talking about? Right, the brisa. The brisa is quoted in the Karban Eda that if somebody v'anefesh ashatoch al basar, if somebody eats meat when they are tamei v'halo shlamim bichlal. I'm reading from the brisa that's quoted in the Karban Eda v'halo shlamim bichlal kalakachim ha'yivalama yatzu. The halacha talks about all karbanos. You can't eat karban when you're tamei. And then the Torah goes out of its way to say, if you eat a shlamim when you're tamei, why does it have to go out of its way to say, eat shlamim? To compare the iser of kachim betuma to shlamim. V'yachloku, that just like shlamim is, just finish reading it, just like shlamim is kachim is beach and your chayiv anikare, so too all kachim is beach, excluding kachim bedek habayis, right, which is not kachim, area of kachim that is permanent, and we've discussed in the past the differences between kachay bedek habayis and kachay haguf, inherent kedusha, but it is usage kedusha. Kachay bedek habayis, there's no iser kares to eating, consuming kachay bedek habayis in a state of tuma, because it has to be similar to shlamim. That's what the Braisa says. Just like shlamim is kachay haguf, so too the iser of tuma, but kares is only by kachay haguf. So the question now is, Reb Zeira said, V'yasu shlamim, why doesn't shlamim go out and teach, V'yachloku lavin al kala kachim latuma? Why don't you say that each and every karban has a separate avera regarding tuma? Shlamim and chatas and asham, why don't you say everyone? So amar lei, so the answer is no, litzorech yatsu. No, it's not, shlamim isn't totally extra to teach me about each and every karban, but it's there to exclude what we just said. Letzorach yatsu. Lamaid is kachi bedek abayis. Is to exclude kachi bedek abayis. Shaloyu chayavan aleim shepikol nosu v'tamei. That kachi bedek abayis, right, that type of usage kedusha, and not inherent kedusha, there you're not chayiv for pigle noser is not going to relate, but tame for toma. So say, and the Gemara says, v'lo mastisi, it's also a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Me'ila. Not only, is it misvara that we would use it to exclude kachim b'dekamayis, but it's a Mishnah. Kachim mizbeach b'sarfim zeim zela me'ila. Kachim mizbeach are all mitzarif to me'ila. What's me'ila? Getting illegal benefit from a karban, from kachim. If I eat a little bit, if I consume, if I mo'el a little bit from carbon A, a little bit from carbon B, a little bit from carbon C, that could combine to give me the shear of me'ila. L'chayv aleim shupikon v'nosar. Vitame, to be mechayev on any of those. Pigol and nosar, nosar left over, pigol, right, thinking that you're going to do something lachar zman, mashekim, mechajib edekamayas. So the Gemara says, now, darshaning, the Mishnah says that all different types of karbanos could combine in the Isra Me'ila. So, mikivan, shehain, mitztarfin, if they could combine, cholkin, right, would you say that there's a separate avera? Remember, what was the, question at the bottom of Amud Aleph, what we just said. Shmuel Bar Abba said, maybe shlamim having its own pasuk, that you can't eat shlamim betumah. After the pasuk had already said, you can't eat all karbanos betumah. That should teach me each and every karban has its own aveira. No. All karbanos combined for the Isra Me'ila. So you're going to tell me that they're a separate aveira for tumah? No, you see they're all one big category. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, no, he defends the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba, the Keni, v'yachloka lo yitzdarfu. No, the question Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba is saying, Rabbi Shmuel is Gufa asking on the Mishnah, I don't understand this Mishnah. Why should all the Karbanos be mitzdarif? You should say everyone is his own world, Shlamim and Chattas and Asham, and they shouldn't combine with each other. And they shouldn't combine with each other, maybe they would have a separate Isser of Tumah. So that was another discussion, right? We've had about Klalu Prat. Klalu Prat we had about Kares. We just had Klalu Prat about Shlamim and eating Karbanos Betumah. One more we're going to start. And then we'll have to continue this next time. Klal Ba'asei Prat Lo's Asei. Is it called a Klalu Prat if one's an Asei and one's a Lo's Asei? Milsa der Belazar Amar Klalu Prat. Rabbi Belazar says, yes, it is still a Klalu Prat. Why? Damar Belazar Lokan Adei Harisha B'Shviyas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Lokan Adei Harisha B'Shviyas. Machlokes, if you plow during Shemitah, do you get Malkus? My time with Rabbi Belazar says, you do. Why? Klalu Prat. V'shav Tzahar at Shabbos L'Hashem Klal. There's a mitzvah that say that the land should rest on Shabbos. Sod Cholosizmar V'Chamer Cholosizmar Prat. And then you have Losa says of specifics, right? Which ones? Pruning and planting. Hazer V'Azamer Afhein B'Chlal Hayu. But what do you mean? Planting and pruning were included in let the land rest. Lama yatsu, why do you have to have them listed separately? Klalu Prat. Lahakish alein ulamalacha. Mahazer avazamer miyuchadin shein avoda ba'aretzu bi'ilan. Just like seeding and pruning are work done in the field or by the trees. Af, skip those three words. Kol davar shehu avoda ba'aretzu bi'ilan. So too everything is included, including harisha. And therefore you see, we're going to stop there, Rabbi Lazar holds that you see you could say a klal uprat even if the klal is an asay and the prat is a los asay. We're going to see if everybody agrees to this, but we'll have to stop there for now and we'll start a little bit tomorrow about Shemitah and talking about this klal uprat, asays and los asays. Okay, we'll stop here.